Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this fine Food Friday, May 12th. I'm Ray Graff. We season things up a bit today and welcome back some folks who haven't been on this show since September. And we'll talk about seasoning things today, how you can enhance your culinary experience. And we have seasoned experts in the studio. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel are here. They are the proprietors of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. They produce an extensive variety of salts and seasonings, and they love garlic. And it's sold all over the region. They're great guests, and they're very famous. They're very nice to even be here. We'll spice things up right after the news, and you can give us a call, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. It's Food Friday. We kick it off after the news. Hello, once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It is a Food Friday, and today we talk seasoning. And I love our guests. They haven't been on since September, but it's always great to have them here. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel started growing garlic on a whim at their Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Soon they found themselves purveyors of highly sought-after varieties of garlic salts, mixes, rubs, and spices, and they're here today. So pass the salt, give us a call. Our number is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. You can also email the program, voxpop@wamc.org, voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. Tony and Darby, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Very glad.
You know, you were on around Labor Day, and I've done a lot of these shows. That one still sticks out in my mind as so much fun and such great food and seasoning. And you've done it again. You brought a whole mess of stuff. Before we talk about that, you know, I understand you've been on the TV. You've been very famous now. You've done a lot of things. Let's catch up a little bit. What have you guys been up to?
I'm up to 226 right
really?
Now.
Really? You're very svelte.
If I don't slow down, I'm going to pop.
That's all right.
It's
you'll
a
be
boy
fine.
And a girl.
Just don't do it in the studio.
We've been busy all year. We finished up in the fall. We saw you. We did the garlic festivals. It was three really good garlic festivals, some fall programs, some holiday programs. And in the spring, we come January, we did a Campton RV show in Hartford. February was an RV or a garden flower show. Was very good. Then a hunting and fishing show in the end of March.
Nice.
Went to Virginia. A bunch of little shows.
So you go all the way. You go all over the place. You're in Virginia.
Anywhere, we have fun. As long as there's good food where we go, we're okay.
And I understand you were on TV in Boston, eh?
A little Chronicle program from Channel 5 out of Boston. They did on our town of Sheffield, and we got a little clip in that and got to show off a little bit.
And Darby, I heard Tony was acting eccentric out in the garden with an accordion.
Yes, he was. He was the highlight of the show.
And really?
There was a rooster. We had roosters and chickens running around, and the rooster was crowing along with the accordion.
So it's sort of a cartoon life, then, isn't it?
You could say.
I'd characters. Say yes.
Yeah. Well, our number here is 800-348-2551, and I'll be perfectly honest. I'm a big fan of your work. The sex on the beef is, I mean, when I grill burgers, always, or steaks, it always goes on. And the kids never even know that there's some mushrooms inside. What's in the sex on the beef?
We started with black garlic, which is your conventional white garlic. It takes 40 days to make at 140 degrees, and it's very umami. It's so flavorful. I started with that, put some mushroom in with it, so a little olive oil and soy. And I was roasting in a pan and making a paste to put on beef. And I was going to call it, beef something else. And one girl said, it's a drink called Sex on the Beach. Says, that's it, Sex on the Beef.
Nice.
We give each other a high five. She says, you can have it, but it's better than a name.
When you were here the first time, you put a label on it and said Ray's Royal Beef.
Right.
And I showed my family. I said, here, this is one they made. But the back has the Sex on the Beef stuff, and it's a little racy. And my kids say, what does all this mean? I said, you'll have to ask Tony.
Sex sells, Jesus saves, and I deliver the best beef topping in the world.
Oh, I knew this. I knew we were off to a good start. Our number is 800-348-2551. I got to tell you, you brought some jerky, and it is unlike anything else I've had.
Well, it's incredible.
What is that, man?
It's jerky. I use bison. I've been making jerky for years. Got out of it for a few years, and we went to Virginia. I said, I'm going to bring some jerky down there. And made traditional beef jerky, traditional spices. And a couple weeks ago, I got the idea. We have the Berkshire Distillery in Great Barrington, in Sheffield, rather.
Good bourbon.
And the
great
bourbon they make. So I'm going to put some bourbon in this. I think bourbon loves beef. Next time I'm going to put some black truffle in there, and that's the only thing I'm going to make for the rest of my life is just that one blend.
That is really good.
Oh, it's got me by surprise, too. I got to stop by and drop some off to the guys over there because I missed them yesterday. But it's absolute killer.
Well, and the last time you were on the program, and once again, our guests are Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel, and our number is 800-348-2551. Last time you brought pink Himalayan sea salt, you brought sex on the beef, and you brought a couple of other things. But I see some new stuff today. Darby, why don't you tell us about what you have brought?
We have brought, we have a new Italian one called Mamma Mia's Pasta Magic.
Now, you had an Italian seasoning last time as well, but it's not Mamma Mia's.
No, this is a different one. It's got a little cheese in it.
Cheese?
Little Parmesan.
Oh, beautiful.
Delicious. Pasta, obviously. It's good on.
So put it on after you make the pasta?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Exactly.
Okay. Even unbuttered.
Yeah. Then we have a couple of new ones, breakfast salts. Tony can tell you about the bacon salt.
What? No, okay. You had me at bacon. There is a pink bacon sea salt. You better explain this one to me now.
People have been asking for bacon salt for a couple years, and I haven't raised my own pigs in a few years. You need a good pork, and I finally got some from Holling Flats Farm in Canaan. I said to Kelly, hey, give me one of your bacons. And I had a couple close, but I ate them. I didn't get a chance to make bacon.
Man, after my own clogged heart.
This one I just ate one piece, and you could fry it till the fat part got to just like a pork rind that you buy in the bags. There's no grease in it. It won't go rancid. And the grease was still so clear. I fried potatoes in it. It was clear after that. I drank it like gravy. It was so clear. Nah, just kidding.
No.
No, he didn't.
But it was
right?
A clean grease. It doesn't smoke like your store-bought stuff. There's sugar in the bacon. It gets black. It's smoky. This one just stayed so nice and clear. And it made the most wonderful bacon salt and flavored salt. And it's just out of this world.
That can't be good for you, can it?
No, of course not. But, hey, die happy.
I'm with you. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-348-2551 is the number. Elliot in Lenox. Elliot, you're on.
Hi there. Good to hear this group back again.
You're
I'm
the best.
One of their consumers. A question, though. We're told endlessly that we shouldn't eat as much salt as we do. I'd like to hear them talk about how these enhanced salts are actually more healthy than, or are they more healthy just having plain salt?
All right, Elliot, before you're the first caller. Okay, let's just be clear that I don't believe Tony, I don't believe Darby, I don't think either one are doctors, all right, or scientists. So I think you have to take all of this with a
grain of salt.
Correct. All right. Now you can answer the question.
We start with sea salt, which has all the minerals and elements still in it. Humans, the only rock we eat is sea salt. Your table salt is everything stripped out except for sodium chloride. They'll add a little bit of iodine in it for thyroid problems a while ago. But there's 84 minerals and elements that are all found in your body. And I've got to say, from what I've gathered, again, I'm not a doctor, but
I think it's pretty clear you're far from a doctor.
Right. Dr. Eater.
Yeah.
Or Dr. Glutton, maybe.
Well, there you go. I don't think
so. But all those elements are good for your body. I think 90% of the people who can't have salt can have sea salt, and people claim it reverses high blood pressure. It certainly is tasty, and it's healthy for you. So it's got all the good stuff in it.
But our legal department wants me to remind you, Elliot, to consult your physician before going to a high sea salt diet.
Yeah, all right. Let me just say one thing in defense of salt. I just read something, and again, I'm not a doctor, but that it was a medical thing that said, actually, as you get older, one good thing about getting older is your body actually needs more salt than you're going to really take in. So in that sense, whatever you do to enhance salt, to get people to eat more salt, is good for everyone.
Good idea it is. That you don't get them in some of that's in the food, especially eating a lot of healthy foods and vegetables that don't have salt in it. Even like the pink Himalayan or your rock salt, I take 4 or 5 little grains or good-sized grains, put in a bottle of spring water. It's like a mineral water to mineralize your body. It will keep you hydrated longer, so during the night you're only up 4 times instead of 17 times.
Well, you know, thank you for sharing. Hey, Elliot, thanks a lot for that one. 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel, you mentioned the pink Himalayan. That is one of my favorites at home. Believe it or not, the kids will eat the broccoli if I put that on.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Isn't that a high praise indeed?
That is, right. Certainly.
I think we can use that line somewhere.
Let's go to Norm in Clifton Park. Norm, you're on.
Thanks. I have a question. Occasionally we'll buy 4 or 5 cloves of garlic all at once because they're really nice looking and they're on sale. And if you leave them around too long, they start to sprout or they start to kind of separate themselves and get a little old. My question is, can I roast them off, press them out of the skins, and then do I put that in the freezer? Do I put it in the fridge? How long will it keep? And B, is that an okay thing to do to a garlic?
Of
Thanks
course.
Much, and I'll listen on the radio.
All right, appreciate it, Norman. Thanks a lot.
It's okay. You know, roasted garlic and oil can get rancid. So if you roasted garlic, it should be refrigerated or even frozen afterwards. I make black garlic, which is beyond fermentation. That it will last. I can keep it out on the table for a year or put it in the refrigerator.
Have you actually done that for a year?
Oh, yeah. I got stuff I'm testing on. It's no stay soft like licorice, still very umami. And it's beyond, it's not fermented, but it's what's called a Maillard reaction. It changes the whole chemical compound. But you're roasting, you should be careful with it. Most people eat it right away. You know, you can always easily roast garlic and get it. It's cheap enough. So roast it fresh while you got it. If you have it left over, save it and put it in the fridge. It's better that staying in the fridge, so keep it going.
Darby, are there any mornings you come down and Tony's doubled over or he's on the floor and he's been experimenting with the garlic that has gone rancid, he didn't know?
Nope. He's,
really?
No, really, honestly.
You have to, but you have to experiment. I mean, again, you could hurt yourself if you do it wrong.
But we have bragged that we haven't had colds in a few years because of all the amount of garlic
exactly.
and stuff like that.
So you're of the mind, the old folk wisdom, that garlic protects you
yep.
from...
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know, those people
3,000
really? Years yep. ago were smart.
Take a garlic capsule, drink it, you know, put it in vinegar or something and drink it, or just eat it. It's incredible.
When you go to garlic festivals, there's garlic shots. And they'll take
garlic shots.
Chopped up garlic, yep. vinegar, and some honey. A garlic shot. And if you have one every morning, you'll be so nice. You won't get colds. It's actually good for you.
Really?
And the honey tempers it down, so it's no palatable to do that. So
I've never been to one of these garlic festivals. I know you went to one soon after our show in September. And what sort of things do you find?
A lot of garlic vendors.
Of garlic.
Well, all right, I get it. I mean,
there's a garlic man. Walks around on stilts.
Yeah.
There's
garlic,
good music,
garlic.
Good food. There's crafters there. It's like a big fair with thousands of people.
What about the mythical garlic ice cream that I hear tell
it's
of?
It's not bad. That's
really?
Yeah, it's
they
okay.
They have that at these shows.
And what do you
fairs.
Think, Darby?
It's not my cup of tea. What do
no?
you think?
I don't think it's too exciting.
All right. Hey, let's take a break here. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. Got to eat some steak, I think. Tony Carlotto's here, Darby Weigel, and you at 800-348-2551. It's a Food Friday. We'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from Uncle Sam's All-American Chocolate Factory. Celebrating Mother's Day with real chocolate dipped strawberries and chocolate long-stem roses, located on Albany Street, Schenectady, and Newton Plaza, Loudonville. UncleSamsCandy.com. Troy Waterfront Farmers Market, announcing Outdoor Market on River Street, featuring farm-fresh produce and handmade goods every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., TroyMarket.org. Big Elm Brewing at 65 Silver Street in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Tap room open Thursdays through Saturdays, 12 to 6 p.m. BigElmBrewing.com. And Cafe Capriccio, Chef Jim Rua, working to preserve and maintain the traditions of Italian cuisine and hospitality since 1982 on Grand Street in Albany, New York. CafeCapriccio.com.
Pardon me, I was eating steak during the break. Tony, well done on the steak. Man, you cook a good one. Perfectly done. Perfect, sort of medium rare.
Practice makes perfect.
Man, oh man. Okay, our number is 800-348-2551. Tony Carlotto, Darby Weigel here from Rolling. I got to get this sure. Make sure I get this right, because I was always calling it the beer, and it's not the beer. It's Rolling Rock Farm, right?
Because of the beer.
Because of the beer.
And then the tea. Mm-hmm. I drank that for 25 years without fail. If they didn't have it, I wouldn't drink.
But it's in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Okay, so I had a piece of steak that was perfectly done without any seasoning, and I got to say, it was flavorful on its own.
Beef has its own flavor. I'm of the school that thinks you should do beef or chicken or pork, a lot of things, without anything, and do a finishing salt later. Mm. beef has its own inherent flavor. When you get a nice sear on the beef, you could eat that alone.
Yeah.
And I tell people to cook it on, if it's going to touch a hot surface, a frying pan, a grill, or maybe a broiler, to do the steak first, let it sit for a couple minutes, and then pork it with all the stuff you want afterwards.
I like to marinate, too, if we do
marinade's
London
not
broiler.
Bad. And like, even that Montreal steak, see, people, they hit it before, and it's good. All steak is good. All pizza's good, but it gets real better. When you try this steak with nothing, that was pretty good. But
yeah.
Let that flavor come through, and then let the spice come through without burning the spice. Like the Montreal steaks is, you know, burns pretty easy, and people are okay with that. But if you
that's
learn
the dry
how to
rub,
do it without,
though, right?
Take a dry rub.
Yeah, I
you throw
I
it on
the
grill, you burn it, and it gets charcoal. So do it without it, and put this on, like either the black truffle salt I had to try with it, or the sex on the beef. But
okay, the sex on the
killer.
Beef I tried,
yeah.
Which I know well because yeah. I use it. The black truffle salt I have not had, and I got to say that is really. It's a distinctive,
it works
beautiful
on everything,
taste like meat.
But it's a killer on beef.
Yeah.
Even on a lettuce, pizza, chicken, corn, you name it.
Grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, grilled cheese sandwich.
And you brought cheese, too. You brought cheese.
And even some smoked with that black truffle on it.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the phones. I'm going to have another piece of cheese in a minute. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. Jay in North Pownell has been waiting a while. Jay,
I'm on a radio show.
Hello, Jay. You're on the radio show.
Hello. Yeah, you overheard me telling somebody.
I did. And so did everybody
else. The wonderful world of seasonings.
Yes.
And I'm here to talk about a seasoning that you haven't mentioned yet.
All right.
I've recently been experimenting with smoke-flavored seasonings.
Okay. You guys have to?
Not the liquid smoke, but there's another variety I get at a local health food store. That, oh, it's just out of this world, and you can do so much with it. I've been, steaming kielbasa, bratwurst, hot dogs and things, other proteins, pork and stuff. I was just wondering what other uses you folks might have for such a flavoring. And I also have been using it steaming rice.
Well, what is it, first of all?
It's a liquid smoke. But it's got some other flavors in it, one of which I add is a porcini olive oil, porcini olive oil, porcini flavored. And I was just wondering whatever uses you may have, and if not, you want to try some of mine.
No, we're good. I'm a...
You like to really smoke stuff.
We do real smoke. I do a lot of bacon, salami.
Well, I do too. I have a smoker grill combination, and but if it's a real nasty day and the wind's blowing, I don't feel like going outside. Then I'll make one of the smoke things right there
out.
In the house. And that Montreal steak rub. He's right. That's wonderful stuff.
Hey man, Jay, thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551. That cheese tastes smoked to me.
We do smoking. I use cherry wood only. Hickory gets a little bit too bitter. Hickory's good, and people like it or whatever they want. But
what about apple wood?
And any fruit wood. We do cherry, apple, peach. But and I get a lot of stuff when my fruit trees dry. I save every branch off of it. But the cherry's a nice light smoke that's sweet. So we do all my wood with it. I mean, all my meat with it. The cheese I do with it. We smoke salt too. We've got smoked salt, smoked pepper. They have a wonderful flavor. We smoke some peppercorns. And the cheese just adapted well to that cherry wood.
So the cheese I just ate was?
Cherry wood smoked.
What kind of cheese?
You had Vermont cheddar cheese, Cabot cheddar. I like when I can buy that reasonable. That's the best cheese like we can get.
Mm.
And we got it with just plain cherry wood smoke with a black truffle salt. Then the usual one I had last time with our own garlic, onion, and rosemary that people just freak out.
Oh,
it's not my business. People to come looking for this, so I could probably just do smoked cheese at Marcus.
Because the rosemary, the cheese that you brought, we paired it with the kielbasa that you brought, and it was really, 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 really good. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weagle, our guests today. We talk seasoning, 800-348-2551. They're from Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Let's go to David in Chatham. David.
Hi, I just want to add a comment about the garlic festival. I think the real key attraction to garlic festival, like we go to the Saugerties Festival every year in September, we go not so much for the garlic ice cream or peanut butter or corn dogs, but for the garlic itself. And when you walk into, I guess, what you'd call the midway, there are probably 100 vendors, all of whom display their garlic and all of whom give you taste of anything that you want. Of course, by the time you've had the third or fourth taste, they all begin to taste the same. but it's just a wonderful experience.
You don't use a palate cleanser in any way between tastes?
No, they don't have gelato or anything, sorbet or anything like that. You're sort of on your own for that.
Bring a flask.
I think once you get the flavor of a couple of tastes on your tongue, at least for me, it's hard to discern the next garlic from the one that you just had before. But it's a great experience, and the garlic is relatively cheap there. So we take them home, and we cut them apart, plant the cloves, and then we have our own garlic coming up. It's coming up now, actually.
You're absolutely right. That's what I get, one of my seed garlic from there. I've been keeping my own garlic. I specialize in purple glazer garlic and some German hardneck. But I used to go to the garlic festival years ago and bring two knapsacks. Because you got to get it first thing in the morning. Might have to go on Sunday because I couldn't go on Saturday. But I'd load those things up before it got sold out. So I know very well that the array of garlic there is way over the top. And then walk out with a couple of 20-pound bags of onions under the arm, too.
Nice.
But you had to get in there and get it done before everybody else got it. But it's a great source for seed garlic.
David, thank you for the call. Our number is 800-348-2551. Tony Carlano and Darby Weigel, our guests today from Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Mass. You still grow a lot of garlic?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How much?
Probably 1,500 cloves this year.
1,500 yeah. cloves? That's insane. Now, how many different types?
I got it down about three or four. 3 years ago, I grew 13 different types. I ordered garlic right from Turkey, from China, from Vietnam, and a lot of small ones. It was nice, but it's just the small cloves are too much. The purple glazer has four, five, or six nice-sized cloves, easy to peel.
Are they really purple?
It's purple skin, but it's a white garlic.
Yeah.
And we made the purple glaze, my first garlic salt.
I put
a beet chip to make it look purple, but just a wonderful garlic salt.
That's one of my favorites, the purple.
Yeah,
that's a great-tasting salt.
It.
And what's with the German small neck?
It's a German hardneck. It's a nice, they're big cloves. The same thing, four, five, or six good-sized cloves.
Yeah.
When I killed my hands a couple of years, I peeled 350 pounds of garlic.
Why don't you make Darby do
summer
it?
I just haven't put the labels.
Really?
That'd be nice to
you. You're the executive, Darby.
Right.
This one came in via email from Fran, who says, I've just recently started using Himalayan pink salt. Fantastic on the rim of the margarita glass. Do you know if the Himalayan pink salt proportions and recipes are the same as sea salt? First of all, that's the first question. Proportions the same?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Any foods where I'll get better results with sea salt rather than the pink salt? That's
from same
Fran.
Thing. People like the pink salt because of the color. Also, salt mined from within the earth. Nothing man-made has ever touched it or polluted it, so to say. So it's mined from an ancient seabed. Roughly 280 million years ago.
Is it really Himalayan?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Now, believe it or not, this is how exciting our life is at my house. I've had this discussion recently with at least one of my children. They said, salt is salt. And I said, no, it isn't. Because it was in regard to this Himalayan pink salt. And so explain to me how I could explain it to a child, the difference.
You can have salt is salt, has lots of sodium and chloride in it, but there's a red... A Hawaiian salt, black Hawaiian, was dissolving your tongue a little bit differently.
Can you taste the difference? If we
Not
close
really.
Your
They're
eyes.
They're all salty. People say, does it taste salty? Yeah, it's salt. It's going to
taste
salty.
Exactly.
But the taste sensation in your tongue is where you find the difference in it. Some salts do have a little bit different flavor. The French gray salts that are cultivated in France and Celtic salts, there's 1,000 different kinds and different mineral contents, and people can tell roughly what region it comes from. That's a little bit different salt. We met some folks from West Virginia down in Charlottesville a month ago, and they mine their salt out of the ground from an old, ancient seabed, and it's just their own Quickenton salt, which is very good.
Mm.
There's white Himalayan, pink Himalayan. In Utah, there's a Redmond, Utah salt, again, that's mined. It's been under volcanic layers of lava. Again, nothing ever got to pollute it. Not that your sea salt's polluted, but people want to be purists. Things that come out of the ground, nothing's ever touched them is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Our number here is 800-348-2551. I have a recollection that you had made a popcorn or just corn seasoning. And I don't think you brought that, but I see over here Humpty's Egg Topper. What's that thing?
The popcorn salt, that's usually maple salt, and they mix maple and honey together for pop and top, and I just haven't made it lately. I'm going to admit it. To go with the bacon salt, I've been thinking everybody loves eggs. Everybody loves bacon. They've been crying for this salt, and it's been going good. Everybody loves eggs, so I made a salt, and I needed a good bacon salt as the base for Humpty's egg topper. That's probably a third sea salt, and then it's got all sorts of herbs and other goodies in it. So
look at that.
That's killer whether you have a boiled hard-boiled egg, a deviled egg, fried egg.
Oh, man.
Scrambled eggs, omelets.
Has it?
Yep.
Well, and you do the artwork?
No, the computer does the artwork.
The computer does the artwork. Well, it looks very homey. All right, let's go back to the phones, 800-348-2551. And Rich in Cooks Falls. Rich, you're on.
Yeah, my theory on salt is that, you know, for millennia, people have, the human race has had to have salt as a mineral for survival. And the salt that we ate hundreds of years ago, or even going back thousands of years ago, was natural salt, loaded with minerals. We have gotten to a point where what we do is we refine everything, salt, whether it be salt or sugar. And my question is, for the New York area, and I know a town of Syracuse was known as the Salt City, natural salt, can it still be found in this area?
Salt is all over. Though back in even colonial history, towns were set up in places where they could find a salt marsh or salt brine or salt out of the ground. And you had a canal through Syracuse that used to take the salt and then out to the Erie Canal to ship it around until it got cheaper to get it elsewhere. But there's salt all over the place, and people don't realize it. To cure before today's refrigeration, especially colonial times or early 1800s, you needed salt around to cure your meats and make things go. So whether they built things, towns were built along rivers, easy places to go, but they also, whether it's a salt source, was a good place to set up a town to, and they exist all over the place.
Can I dig in my backyard and find some of them?
You might be able to.
Really? Should I?
You know where the salt marshes were, or along the coast areas, but even some inland areas, and if they found even that tract in West Virginia, that people seem to ferret it out, but that civilization went where the salt had to go.
So should I dig like 30, 40, 50 feet down?
I'll just get a sensor out there,
A salt sensor?
Yeah, if you see a salt branch coming out of the ground, you know it's growing there.
Oh, boy. Let's go to Jenny in Poughkeepsie. Jenny, you're on with Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel.
Hey, I just have a question for recommendations on seasoning. I have a butterfly leg of lamb I wanted to throw on the grill, and maybe you have a product that you would recommend. Also, on the salt, I grew up in the Finger Lakes region, and there's the Cardinal salt mine right there.
Yeah, there you go.
Any recommendations for my lamb?
Oh, you betcha. Section of beef is just as good for lamb as it is for beef. And again, grill your lamb with nothing on it. And maybe make a little bit of herbs after. I would take some the section of beef on it or any salt you want to put. Grill your lamb with nothing on it. Put that on as a finishing topping. And I would take maybe some rosemary and some butter put together. Put that little lather for a little bit of a extra flavor on it and not burn that in. I take it maybe.
That won't make it too fatty because lamb's already pretty greasy.
No, that's a drop in a bucket compared to all the crap you're going to get in that leg.
Nice.
Lamb.
Thanks, Tony. public radio, that's.
I know we couldn't use that word.
No, you can. All right. It's fine. It's near the fun drive
button,
time.
I know.
This is the sort of highbrow entertainment you get.
Is that the easy button over there? And one for the cheeseburger.
So far, we haven't had to use the dumb button.
We're good.
Jenny, you have a follow-up that he could swear at?
No, that's great. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Thank good luck with the lamb. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. Yes, never a dull moment when Tony's in the house. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel here from Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield. It's a Food Friday. I see one that's rainbow-colored LGBTQ salt. Where did that come from?
Well, last year we did the Pride Festival in Albany in some park.
Probably Washington Park.
Yep.
Yeah, and we wanted to have something special for them. So we did a Pride Pepper, which is a just rainbow-colored peppers mixed together, and its companion is this LGBTQ salt, which is lavender, garlic, basil, and thyme. The Q is up to you. And we sold a lot of it. It smells delicious. We kept it in our line because it's been very popular.
Well, there you go.
It's one of our most aromatic products.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
It is.
And what is now, I don't think you brought last time Tony's tremendous all-purpose.
We probably must. That's our number one
salt.
Salt.
What is the last word? It's being covered up by bison jerky.
Tony's tremendous all-purpose topping.
Aha. And what's in that?
Mushroom and garlic-based, and it's various herbs with salt and pepper. A couple years ago, maybe 3 years ago now, I wanted put my name on one, like all those Tony's chefs that do all this stuff.
Yeah.
I picked that combination. I picked the right combination because that stuff works on everything.
Really?
No pizza's perfect without it.
Really?
Beef,
so you'll,
lamb,
you'll
chicken,
put it on
fish.
Pizza.
We take it to restaurants
we take it to a pizza
us.
Restaurant.
You're kidding
We carry
me.
This oh, yeah. around with us.
You know, I've never thought to put any of your toppings, your seasonings on pizza.
Oh, this is outstanding.
This makes them happier.
Really? They're we had good pizza to, last night. Wow.
Occasionally get a rare pizza. We were a couple months ago somewhere, and all the stuff they had there didn't make it any better, but we
really?
Got it down. But this makes
them
all happy.
My favorite pizza is DeFazio's. And if you walk into Rocco's joint with that, he might kick you out.
I know. So when we go to restaurants, they don't want you bringing your own
no,
stuff
Rocky,
in either.
Rocco might say,
right, exactly.
take it outside.
I'm just making it happier. Tom.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551. Gene in Albany. Gene.
Hi. Good afternoon. I'm in the car. I love salt. I'm going through this whole craving salt thing, and I think I have almost every kind except for I just heard that nice blend you have there. I love that.
Which one?
I'm based on a friend's advice, Italian gal for making sauce, she always used kosher salt. I had to go buy it at Whole Foods. And then the other one I use, and I really enjoy it, is the Melvin Flakes. But then second part of my question is, when we're talking salt, not, I'm actually looking like I have those Himalayan salt lamps, and one of the caveats is they'll say you better make sure that the salt came from Pakistan, and that makes it legitimate or something. So anyway, I'll get off the phone and I'll go back to my radio.
Okay, Gene, thank you. Appreciate it.
Most salt, that pink salt, does come from Pakistan. I believe there is some Bolivian knockoff. There's some dried up lakes in Bolivia. That's not bad salt. That's okay salt. As far as your sauce, if you want to put something good in one of your sauces, black garlic. One of the tricks, we make black garlic salt. That's good in a lot of things. The sex in the beef is black garlic driven. But my best trick with the black garlic is take two cloves. When I got a pot of spaghetti sauce going, and put it on like a soup spoon and a fork and rub those down. It's like a licorice-type texture. It puts a layer of flavor in there that you can't put your finger on, but makes you want to drink that sauce. It works in a beef gravy, a beef stew, and a chili.
But, and you put it in a red sauce?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Unbelievable. It's I can't say that.
Do you put it right in at the end or while you're cooking?
No, while you're cooking it.
Really? And how much?
Two cloves of that black, not the salt, but the black garlic cloves.
Yeah.
People eat them like candy for licorice for the health benefits. It's triple the health benefits of regular garlic. But the flavor it puts out, there's not a funny flavor. It's going to make people say, what's in this? That ruined it. But it gives you that itch. You do want to lick the plate and drink the sauce.
What's the garlic you brought, Tony?
This is conventional black. This was German hardneck. That I put in, it's in a device for 40 days at 140 degrees.
What do you mean a device?
It's like a rice cooking device. I call it a garlic fermenter, but it's not fermented. It's beyond fermentation.
Mm-hmm.
But it picks up a wonderful flavor. Very umami, which is rich in taste. It stays in your tongue and in your mouth. But people buy it
wonderful.
Just for the candy effects with it.
Magical.
But the spaghetti
black
sauce
garlic.
Trick is the best thing I can do with it.
All right, let's take a break. Our guest here, Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel. It's Food Friday. If you want to talk seasoning, the number is 800-348-2551. He's passing me steak. 800-348-2551. Yes, Zach the engineer, some of this steak could be yours.
Support for WAMC comes from Blue Heron Restaurant and Catering, offering full-service catering at the restaurant in Sunderland and throughout western Massachusetts. BlueHeronDining.com/catering. Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer, offering organically farmed wines from around the world. Wine tastings, Saturday afternoons, SpiritHAUS.com. Gloriosa & Company, Ashfield, Massachusetts, preparing weddings, showers, reunions, and more at the Curtis House with 3 B&B rooms available or at their recently renovated barn, Farm to Vase Florals, information at gloriosaco.com. And Warwick Valley Farmers Market, a source for locally grown produce, farm fresh food, and more. 37 vendors open the season on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 14th. WarwickValleyFarmersMarket.org.
Well, we just made the engineer and the phone screener very happy. We brought some of the steak over, and thumbs up, thumbs down. Oh, I got four thumbs up over there. That's good. Our guests today, Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield. Now, the steak I just brought them, you had seasoned that with something, right?
That's Sex and the Beef. I cooked it with nothing on it, put Sex and the Beef on
it. Yeah?
No, you bought
the black truffle. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's the black truffle seasoning. So pretty good. And Zach, that's all right? Yeah? So you'll stay awake for the rest of the show? Oh, good for you. This is really one of those rare shows when Zach is going to stay awake for the whole show. 800-348-2551. You brought salmon on planks. It's delicious. Tell us about the seasoning for that.
I make a seasoning called Salmon King or King of Salmon. So many people love salmon. It's salt, pepper, various herbs in it, spices and flavors. And again with that, a couple tricks I do with salmon. I'll get a whole side. In those shingles you can buy at your favorite home supply store. $9.97 for a whole big crate of them.
Thanks for mentioning the price.
You can put them down on the thing. I'll cook them either in the oven, right on the rack.
Yeah.
You don't have to put soap and water, like they say. Put them on your grill. Sometimes I'll slice the salmon across sideways and then cut the shingles that way. And either when you have guests coming over, a trick that I do is take, say you got six of those pieces, I'll get a nice bed of greens, some nice raspberry vinaigrette. After that salmon is cooked, put that in the middle of the plate. You know, put some scallops or shrimp around to really whip it up to make it happy. But I bake it in the oven. You can do it on the grill with the top down, get some smoky flavor in it. This I did today at 400 degrees for 20 minutes.
On the plank?
I ran the plank, and I put
the plank right
on the rack in the oven to
The plank doesn't catch on fire?
Nope. Sometimes a little bit brownie makes your house smell good, but it doesn't catch on fire. Even
your
without
house must smell amazing anyway, right?
Oh, wait, get the spaghetti sauce going. That's the best.
That's nice. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Let's go back to the phones. Christina is in Lee, Mass. Christina.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a huge fan of Tony Salt. Have been for a long time. And I was just wondering more about the process of how it all comes together when you're harvesting your garlic. Are you dehydrating, and how do you break up the salts, and how does the, without giving away any secrets, how does the magic happen?
The magic. How does
I'll
the
give
magic
you
happen?
All the secrets.
Really?
Oh yeah.
You gotta
have fresh herbs, fresh garlic. You don't dry it. Dried stuff does not cook well. The garlic, right, as soon as it's ready, it needs to dry for a couple weeks, sort of cure. Or when the herbs are picked fresh, where they're wet, they sort of soak into it, and it really takes the flavors in. If you take dried stuff, mix them in, it's just like powder. It blows away out of it. But a little secret I got is to take everything fresh as you can. Mushrooms I put in fresh, garlic fresh, spinach fresh, any herb put in fresh, and that's the whole key to it. The bacon I cook for the bacon salt, but that's why it takes the flavors so well and it stays into it.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you blast that in a food processor? Or how?
All depends. I got a big, in those Mexican lava dishes with a giant, like a mortar and pestle. I bang it down into that because it really takes it good into that. The food processor made too much dust in it. No, it chopped it up too much. Wasn't well, so it's almost got to be hand done. It's a little bit laborious, but
worth it.
Yeah.
And again, you just make Darby do it, right?
No, I got to do all the hard labor.
He does the heavy work.
Hey, thanks Christina.
All right, thanks so much.
Have a good weekend. 800-348-2551. One of the tricks I maybe haven't mastered is actually opening your jars. Can you open the pink bacon sea salt?
We got to smell that. Yeah.
I got to taste it.
Mm. It's funny, we're down in Virginia. I had my hot salt, the scorpion. This kid with four girls wants to show off. Let him smell it. He says, I want to eat some. Just take one little grain and try it. Oh, no. Give me some of it. Give me more. And he threw it down. Boy, he turned about 18 colors and sweating. And I'd get him crackers, cookies, anything.
Yeah,
he did. I told him not to do it.
We had you make a jalapeno, too.
Jalapeno's
right?
Mild. That's only about 5,000 on the Scoville scale. The scorpion is 2.1 million.
Okay,
the
so
ghost
you're
pepper is 1.4 million.
Oh, that's why would you want
it? They want it. They
want
to be hurt.
They ask for it.
We call it the brother-in-law fixer, the son-in-law fixer, because they all want to test their relatives.
Is this even legal?
Oh, yeah. We had three guys at the Hudson Valley Garlic Festival in tears. Made him cry, bragging nothing was hot enough for him.
Oh, my heavens. The Howlin' Good pink bacon sea salt. I could eat a bowl of it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I would die.
People do eat salt, just eat it. But this is good on it.
Oh, my gosh. That is delicious. Well, what would I put that on? Bacon?
Bacon, eggs.
Really?
Eggs, probably any kind of egg, potatoes.
Toast?
Salad. Toast. Probably salad, eggs, home fries would be great on.
Yes.
BLT sandwich would be great on. Even that egg topping would be good on a BLT sandwich.
Good and grilled cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
Grilled cheese would be good on.
You know what? We have to do a grilled cheese show. And you guys should come on. We do a grilled cheese. We'll get a bunch of people making grilled cheese.
That would be fun.
What do you have coming up now in the next several months?
We've got Connecticut next couple of days, tomorrow and Sunday. Next week, Berkshire Farm has a little thing in Madison or Fairfield, Connecticut. But at the end of the month, 4 days at the Big E Kielbasa Festival.
Oh,
K-Fest.
Man.
Oh, man. That's absolute killer.
Now, are you getting ready to make yours?
Oh, yeah. We make a pierogi topping and a kielbasa topping. And they have all sorts of entertainment. They got people making kielbasa out there, pierogis, and it's
you
a nice
you make
way to start
pierogi
to
topping? Mm-hmm.
I did the kielbasa topping for this festival.
Which I've had.
More like Chicago style hot dog to complement it. I would butterfly the kielbasa open, put it on the grill, take it off, put some Dijon on it, and then I got putting kimchi into it. Oh, eat it just like a little sandwich. The pierogi topping is
why are you laughing, Darby?
It's very seasoned, very
it's
nice.
All so true.
Because pierogies, as you know, you just take some butter and oil, get them brown, that's happy. But now put this in it also. All the butter you can stand, you have to hold your legs together, it won't leak out on you, and you got the best taste in the world to it.
Darby rolls her eyes. Have you heard this too often?
Probably.
That's what sells it.
You know,
pierogi,
some
butter,
it.
And that topping.
Okay,
even
now,
Mrs. T's, the cheap things in the store you can buy, it makes them
it
happy.
And thanks again for denigrating a commercial maker of pierogies. But the best pierogies I've had, now, a local news star is Lydia Kolbita, and her Ukrainian church in Troy does... The older ladies there, they do fundraisers and they make the pierogies. And I got to tell you, they're phenomenal.
They're
nobody makes them like that.
I need to have some of this topping for the next time they do it, which I think will be in the fall. So
you'll get it.
We'll get you
I'll
some.
Be looking you up.
And Josie usually supplies me from Helen over in Hillsdale. So whenever
Josie Slavinsky?
She brings in Helen makes pierogies. I can't remember Helen's last name, but Helen and Ziggy. But she makes the best pierogies also. They're
really?
Filks are killer, yeah.
So
everybody's got a Gwumpke recipe or a pierogi recipe, and nobody makes them like that, especially the church events.
Absolutely. Every time they do it, we have to go get about four dozen for the family. All right, this one came in via email. This is from Alan. Are these seasonings available in local supermarkets? First of all, that's the first question.
No.
No.
Okay. Answer no. But you guys have a website, right?
We have a website. We do have roughly 30 wholesale accounts, farm stands, some little stores. I'm just going to make what I can make and not get too big. So I can only make so much, and we have three or four stores.
And you're so famous now. You really are.
And to let somebody else make it and get out of my control, you know, of making sure it's stuff we grew, stuff we made with TLC. I approached a couple stores, but I don't think I could make it enough to keep the quality there.
Plus, it wouldn't be as much fun.
Right.
Alan is watching and says, does Tony have a job he does every December 24th?
You betcha.
He's
yes,
an allusion to you looking somewhat like
I'm
Santa
not
Claus.
Only look like him, I am him.
Really?
He is Santa.
And I do all 365 days a year, I will provide.
Can you bring me a Porsche 911?
You betcha.
Really nice.
Tell Alan he's a prize, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think he eats salt. I got to be honest with you.
Cheese, salmon.
Peppers.
I'll do anything for him.
Peppercorns.
All right. Well, you know, the fun drive is coming.
Yep.
Maybe.
Oh, I'm on for that.
Are you up for that?
You don't have to ask. Thank you so much for last time for... Whoa. Giving us the press on it.
I tell you what, let's see if we can get Alan to try some salt in the next fun drive. Because I know he'll go crazy over it.
No salt. We have one of our top five sellers.
What's a no salt?
A no salt. A few years ago, a woman asked me, do you have any no salt? And I thought about it. And I spent 6 months fooling around with I caught myself there. Fooling around with making stuff up here. And I found out the culprit in the mix we have, which is very popular, was oregano. It overpowered too much.
Yeah.
So we have a nice no-salt mixture that works on everything. A salad, pasta, vegetables, anything on there. And we have a Tuscan version that does have the oregano in it, more Italian. So we got two versions. It's been very popular.
Very.
So what's in it? What is it made
everything out of? Everything but salt. Tucson salt. All but salt, we call it.
But it's not really. It doesn't taste like salt.
No, but it's flavor. It's a nice flavory seasoning. For people, a lot of people don't want salt or can't have salt.
We did a whole turkey on top of the wood stove in a lasagna pan. We put the no salt all over it, covered it with foil, and just cooked it on the wood stove.
Right on the wood stove.
Yep.
And with all intents and purposes of adding salt later, but it needed nothing.
Really?
Oh, it was killer.
Now, did you brine the bird beforehand?
Nope.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah. I think it makes it nice. It keeps it juicier inside that. But
I mean, I think that some of the stuff that I see here on the table would be great for brining a bird. This one came in from Mark. And by the way, we still have a few moments left if you want to call 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel here from Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. They're now world famous, and they're very nice to be here. This one's from Mark. Please talk more about what you'd recommend to put on pizza. Do you have any innovative seasonings that are made just for pizza? Is there a sex on the pizza?
It could be. Tony's Tuscan would be good on pizza. Tony's tremendous topping. But I'm going to think, a couple weeks ago, I wanted a good pizza. We're in Virginia. I wanted pizza one night. Went to one of those wood-fired places. It was like cardboard. You got to have a good sauce. You can put it on any kind of crust, any kind of top. But you need a good sauce, and a good sauce has to have garlic in it, some herbs in it, and you got to have a good, well-cooked sauce. In the places that have the good pizza, they got that pot going all the time, and it makes it happy. But to enhance any pizza, like Tony, we said Tony's is no pizza is perfect without Tony's tremendous on it. We have a Tony's Tuscan garlic, which has no mushroom for the people who think they're going to die of it. But that works good on it. But almost any sea salt would be good on pizza and pepper, even that. But a garlic salt garlic. Or one of our blend. Garlic salt, any garlic salt's good.
Very
real garlic salt, that's me, not the chemical processor. That we have Darby's Garlic Festival.
Darby's. Oh, this is named after you.
I finally got my own salt.
How long did it take you to get your own name on a...
Oh, 5 or 6 years.
Really? That long?
Yep.
Darby's Garlic Festival, and this is a blend of double roasted garlic, purple glazer garlic, red and black Hawaiian and garlic infused sea salts. Red and black Hawaiian sea salt?
They dissolve your tongue a little bit quicker. It's a different taste sensation. Our purple glazer and double roasted. She said last year, how come there's no salt named after me? And I quickly come up with there's none worthy.
Well, that's pretty sharp, Santa.
Garlic festivals.
Done.
I always made one for the garlic, called it the Vermont Garlic Festival, Saugerties Hudson Valley Garlic Festival. So from now on, our garlic festival sauce will be Darby's Garlic Festival.
Well, that's pretty good.
My dearest darling Darby.
Nice. So Santa's not living in the doghouse, at least
for part
of the year. Our number here is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Let's see. What happened? I guess I tried everything.
I think you ate everything.
I'm going to give you a prize on the air.
You got to give me a prize on the air? Now I'm scared. Santa's reaching into his...
He talked about the cheese so much. Tell me about this cheese last time. I brought him the mother of all cheeses.
Oh, my heavens.
A 2-pound block.
Oh, my heavens. Look at this.
I took care in the off season, just like Santa.
I haven't been that good, Santa. I
don't
make
no. You're a good guy.
I gotta be honest with you.
You're forgiven. I've been
my
watching.
Gosh, sharp. Okay. I hope my daughter's not listening because her birthday's coming up.
Well, I got two more.
She asked for a block of cheese.
Oh, good.
This is perfect. Well, thank you very much for that. All right. So tell us about your anything coming up that you want us to know about. Anything?
We're doing actually in this area. We're doing the LARAC Festival in Glens Falls.
Oh, really?
17-18 Lower Adirondack Region Arts Council. We did a spicy fest up there at the end of March, and we got to come back. It was a nice area, so we're going to do that for 2 days.
This is a perfect time to go up there, too.
It's so beautiful that time of year.
It's really
Glens
nice.
Falls is such a nice place.
Yep.
I had not been in there, but wow, it was just impressive.
I was up there in 1980, saw ZZ Top, and you were in that group then.
Yes,
right?
I was. I trimmed the beard a little bit.
Yeah, nicely done.
Yep.
So that's coming up this weekend?
No, June 17th and 18th.
Oh, perfect.
The next biggest thing is Kielbasa Festival, Memorial Day weekend, Thursday to Sunday. They did it Monday last year, but only Thursday to Sunday. And in Brattleboro, Vermont, the first weekend, I believe it's the first and second of June, it's called Strolling of the Heifers.
The Strolling? I've heard of this.
Oh, really nice.
Huge
they have
event.
A Friday night event, like a street fair, and then Saturday they got the parade. Everybody and the heifers come down the street, and we end up at the retreat and a huge market up there in the festival, but really nice thing. That's a beautiful area to be at.
Do you do the runnings of the bulls as well?
I tried that. I got pronged.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Darby's making it up?
Yeah.
He's making it up.
You can't get him. I'd go to the tomato festival.
How do you tolerate him over a long period of time, Darby? That's what I want to know.
I just smile.
You're very patient. I got to say, you're very saintly. I hope that Santa takes care of you on his gift list.
He does, and we have a lot of fun.
Well, it's always great having you guys here on the program. And again, the website is?
RollingRockSalt.com.
RollingRockSalt.com and
SexOnTheBeef.com. It's the only sex site you can tell people you've been looking at.
You actually have a website,
SexOnTheBeef.com. Sure do. Sexy pictures of beef, sexy stories or recipes.
Okay, really? I can't believe this.
And BlackGarlicSeaSalt.com. A little more educational on the black garlic. We'll tell you what to do with it, the salts I have and things with that. So that's another one.
So
BlackGarlicSeaSalt.com.
When you go to a kielbasa festival, how much do you actually bring with you?
We bought too much last year. We thought it was 94 degrees, so the first 3 days were dampened by the weather. But we bought 300 kielbasa toppings there, and I brought 150 bags.
Well, you don't actually bring the meat.
Nope.
No.
We do our salt business there and whatever like that too. But
because I know you make the stuff.
There I do, and that's just an Easter for my friends to share with and spread the good joy around.
Do you find that you're a very critical of the kielbasa? You find
no, it's like pizza. All kielbasa is good. They got the world's biggest kielbasa out there too, when they have that thing.
Oh, really? Now you can make
absolutely, but they make it fresh there, but. We just bring the salt.
How big?
I can't. I think it's over 100 pounds. It's
100 huge. Pounds?
It has a display case kielbasa. Behind glass it's in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How old is it?
Fresh made. They make it just for that.
They make 100?
Yeah, big giant kielbasa. Huge.
All right. There are any number of off-color jokes we can make, but let's end the program. Support comes from Terrapin Restaurant, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week in historic renovated church building in the heart of Rhinebeck Village, terrapinrestaurant.com. Field Goods, local produce from the Hudson Valley, delivered weekly to workplace and community locations, working to help people change the way they eat while supporting small, sustainable farms. Field-goods.com. Pekarsky's, South Deerfield, Massachusetts, family-owned since 1948, offering sausages from kielbasa to Italian to bratwurst and smoked meats. Home of New England farm-made sausage, open 7 days, Pekarsky's.com. And Harold's Ice Cream, Thorne's Marketplace, Old South Street, downtown Northampton, Massachusetts. Dairy and no moo dairy free, handmade artisan ice cream, sweet baked goods, hot fudge, and more. Harrells.com. Darby Weigel, any wisdom you want to share with us in the last 20 seconds of the program?
West Stockbridge Barber's Market.
Oh, yes.
Is your name Darby?
Popping her.
Come on, Santa, give her a break.
Yes, we do the West Stockbridge Farmer's Market every Thursday night. Tony's going to be cooking there.
Cooking what?
Everything.
Anything.
What do you mean, everything and anything?
Just on the whim of the chef.
Yep, whim of the chef.
It's like a party every Thursday.
It's a party.
From 3 to 7.
It's the most fun farmer's market ever.
Okay, well, it is an awfully good time every time you're here, and I hope it's a lot sooner the next time you're on.
Oh, we'll make it more interesting next time.
And we'll see you at the fun drive, right?
All right.
We'll
absolutely.
It's coming up in June at some point, and there was a meeting that I missed today, but I'm sure
it happens.
I'm sure I'm invited
we'll
anyway.
We'll get your points.
Thanks again to Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield for being with us today. Thanks to Zach, our engineer. And Zach, there's more steak over here, so come on over. Barb King took your calls. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Have a lovely weekend and a great Mother's Day. Maybe a little wet on Mother's Day, so... Listen, don't blame the weatherman. Don't blame Jason Goff. It's not his fault, even though he is a meteorologist, and I do blame him. And Monday, Alan will be here for a Medical Monday. Right now, though, stand by for news.